or 270-547-1043. If you can't get through to the show or don't have time to call, you can still put items on the Cash and Carry segment. We'll tell you more about that later in the program. Now here's today's edition of Bargain Barn on 104.3 FM WXBC.
Hey, good Monday morning, folks. Welcome to the Bargain Barn, brought to us on Mondays by our good friends at Frankie's Hardware out on Old Highway 60 in Hardinsburg. And good morning, Miss Terry.
Well, good morning.
How are you, ma'am?
Oh, I'm just fine. This was the perfect snow for me.
You liked it, huh?
I liked how pretty it was, but I never even had to go outside until it was gone.
You know, I envy you because it started snowing. I had to go to the Archery Trade Association trade show and represent Kentucky Fish and Wildlife's Kentucky Wild Program Friday, which I'm very involved with. Josh and I are. That is our charity.
Okay.
And that's what we have named as the charity that we work with is Kentucky Wild. And what they do is they protect species that aren't hunted.
Oh.
Owls, eagles, pollinators, brook trout, things like that. Mm-hmm. That's near and dear. You know, we're country boys and we're outdoorsmen. We're also hunters, but we want to help it all.
Yeah.
So we went to that. We played a benefit show at the Odeon Friday night, which was packed, and we raised a lot of money for it. But it was like a blizzard. It took a long time to get home. And then Ethan but I helped him run his trap line Saturday. Luckily for me, I had been to Frankie's Hardware and bought some muck boots.
Good for you.
Yeah. You need, folks, if you don't have a pair, you need a pair. Just trust me.
Oh, absolutely.
You need them.
I don't know how anybody in Kentucky can live without them, whether you do farming or you just get out and about.
Right.
Because they come in handy for everybody. Little ones, big ones, girls, guys, all of you.
And I have beat mine up, and I'm going to have to go see Tammy. We're going to have to talk muck boots soon because I'm about to do another pair. But they've lasted me all these different hunting seasons and trapping seasons and trips to the barn and chasing calves around when they get out. And, you know, and they really, I have not treated them very well. And they've still held up.
Well, I got to tell you that I saw pictures over the weekend. Of course, my folks are in St. Louis. And we hit it really lucky because they had every bit of 12 inches of snow, and I saw a post from my daughter-in-law that said her 15-minute ride took her 4 hours, and my niece, they let her go like at 3:30, and she was just about, didn't think she was going to make it home at all, but she got home very, very late. So, yeah,
wow.
they all had a very long day with the mess they had in St. Louis.
It sounds like it. Well, but everybody's safe and sound? Everybody's good?
Absolutely,
good,
yeah.
Good, good.
Well, today is brought to you, of course, by our friends, good friends, over at Frankie's Hardware, and we're going to try and touch base with Tammy
sure.
in just a little bit and chat about some of the stuff that they can help you with, whether it's keeping your feet good and dry or keeping you warm in a little room that maybe doesn't get real good heat.
Right.
They've got great space heaters and all sorts of energy-efficient things that will help keep you nice and toasty and warm.
Absolutely. Wonderful folks, good friends of ours, Frankie's Hardware on Old Highway 60 in Hardinsburg. Terry, if you got the rules, we'll get to the phones.
We ask that you limit your call to no more than 5 items and that the total call not go over $500. We don't take guns or any kind of businesses or personal ads. If you have something that's more than $500 or you don't have time to go to the phone, you can stop by the station, and for $3 a day, we'll put it on Cash and Carry. We do ask that you give us a list of, or give us the prices of the things that you're trying to sell or buy. And with that, our phone numbers, 270-756-1043 and 270-547-1043. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, good morning. I have a whole bunch.
That's 287-8738.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, good morning. This morning.
That's 812-619-1032.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. We have 13.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes. I have some Siamese Manx kittens, and I've got two girls and two boys. The two boys look like Siamese. They're Flame Point, and one of those is long hair, and then the little girls are gray tabbies, and if anybody's interested, give me a call at 270-945-1183.
That number again was 945-1183.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And again, the show brought to us today by our good friends at Frankie's Hardware. We do want to remind you that we'll have a podcast of the Bargain Barn on our website shortly after the show. I'll get it up just as soon as I can. And it looks like we have another call coming in.
Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
You have firewood for sale. It's $45.
That's correct. Thank you.
All
right. 756-1043-547-1043. The numbers for the Bargain Barn. And Terry and I can tell you it works. If you've got stuff to buy, sell, or trade, we'll help you out.
Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes. I've got a wood stove for sale with a blower for $300. My number is 547-8962.
547-8962.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. So, yeah, we did survive the snow. I thought it was going to snow a lot more than it did.
Well, I thought so, too. But I maybe had inch and a half. Wasn't all that much. I mean, the grass was all covered, so maybe it was a little more than I thought. But, yeah, I was expecting 3-4 inches, and I definitely didn't get that.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that.
Oh, I was. Like I said, it was the perfect snow for me.
That's right.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, good morning. $400 for it. Number is 270-945-7155.
That's 945-7155.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. I tell you what we'll do, Terry. If you want to, we'll take a little break, and we'll be back with more of the Bargain Barn right after this.
Say there was a new kind of place. The perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. Make your home warm and inviting this year with energy-efficient space heaters, infrared or fireplace look heaters at Frankie's Hardware. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse, it'd be the right size. It would be an Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their stuff. Make life easier with Frankie's Hardware, your local Ace Hardware in Hardinsburg.
I'm that guy. The one who never finished high school. Worked for a company that shut down. The guy who felt lost. Then I started free adult education classes, and I saw opportunity. Forget minimum wage. How about maximum wage? Now I'm that guy.
Text MYGOAL to 74700 for free Kentucky adult education skills U classes.
The more you learn, the more you earn.
Brought to you by this station and the KBA.
Need cash? We've got you covered here on WXBC. Well, we've got that cash, too. But I'm talking about cold, hard cash. And your chance to win. Listen for cash commercials this month on the voice of Breckenridge County, WXBC.
All right, it's the Bargain Barn. It's the Monday edition brought to us by our good friends at Frankie's Hardware. And, Terry, we just happen to have Miss Tammy on the phone. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Good. You survived the snow this weekend?
We did, yeah. We were hoping for a little bit more here at the store, but, you know, we'll take what we can get.
Now, you all have got everything one might need in case it does snow. Is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. We are stocked up on snow shovels. We have ice melt. We have those in the 20-pound bag, also in the 40-pound bag. Of course, we carry a wide variety of sleds, so if you want to get out and have some fun, we have four or five different styles available in those, so just come by and see us, and you can have a good time out in the snow.
And plenty of muck boots, too, right?
That's right. That's right. We have actually just did another fill-in order. We had sold so many already, and we hadn't even had, you know, really bad weather yet, so we wanted to make sure we had plenty of those in stock. So I did a fill-in order. We got those in last week, so we're fully stocked up on all of our muck boots, lacrosse boots, and then, of course, our Red Wing and Justin boots as well.
Now, I have a question regarding ice melt.
Yes.
We had bought a huge bag of it. Of course, we didn't need all of it, and so we set it, you know, somewhere off to the side, and it kind of turned to liquid, I guess, where it was leaving a puddle.
Uh-huh.
So is there something, if somebody buys a big bag so that they're all set, is there something that they should do that will protect it better than just sitting it over in a room, you know, out of the way?
They actually recommend if you have any left over, you can put it in a bucket.
Okay.
We have ours here in a bucket that, of course, you know, that we had left over from last year because we didn't use a whole lot of it. And ours didn't have a lid on it. So I don't know if it's like an air kind of thing where it needs to not be confined.
Okay.
But we have had several people say that their bag, you know, had some water underneath it whenever they picked it up to reuse it. And, of course, the weather's so different. Humidity makes it sweat, so that may be an issue too. But
I like your bucket idea. That sounds good.
Yeah, yeah, and that makes it easier to spread it too. If you have it in a bucket where you can just carry your bucket around. But, yeah, a bucket would absolutely fix that.
Okay.
You all also sell buckets.
We do sell buckets.
Big 5-gallon buckets, yes.
Absolutely, yeah. We have several different sizes of buckets. So if you don't want to carry around a big 5-gallon bucket, we have different sizes that would fit your needs so that you didn't have to wait around all that weight. But yeah, right. And then, of course, we had some colder weather, so we hope everybody was prepared for that. We still have plenty of heaters in stock if you're needing an infrared heater or just a regular. They're called the Milk House Utility Heaters. I know a lot of people use those just in a single room. Those are really good, too. And then, of course, our infrared heaters, they're a great efficiency, and they really do have a great heat source. We call those helpers. They're not necessarily one that you want to leave running to heat your whole house. You're probably not going to get the greatest result doing that, but it does help with maybe not your furnace not kicking on as much, you know, your big heating unit not kicking on as much because they are so more efficient.
Now, can you still get a hold of any of those really pretty little heaters that are, you know, are designed to look like a little fireplace?
Yes, we do. We have a couple of those in stock. Those are electric. Those are also infrared. And they're really nice just to kick on, like, in your living room. You know, it does have the fireplace look. It has the lights that look like the fireplace in the front of it. And like I said, those are infrared as well. So they're a really good heat source.
Those are cool. And they're more efficient than you think, folks.
They really are. They really are. I know my parents had one, and they had an electric furnace, and they would use theirs just in their living room, and it really, really made a difference in their electric bill. It cut down on their furnace kicking on as much, which saved them a lot of energy. So that's a really good idea, especially if you just have, you know, if you're just in a smaller area, you just want to do maybe a bedroom or a living room, kitchen, dining room area. They're really, really a great heat source. And then, of course, we still have, like, the bigger wood stoves. If you're cutting wood and you're needing a new wood stove, we still have those in stock. And then we also have the kerosene and propane air force heaters. Those are great for garages and shops if you're going to be out working in one of those this winter. We have plenty of those in stock as well.
Now, if somebody has a shovel that they really like and they bust the handle, can you guys take care of maybe fixing that as well?
Absolutely. We have a lot of different handles in stock. The best thing is just to bring in the head of your shovel so we make sure that we get the right one matched up for you. But, yeah, we have a lot of those in stock as well.
All right.
All right. Sounds good. We're going to send everybody your way, Tammy, so get ready.
That sounds great. Bring them on.
All right. Thanks for talking to us this morning. We know you're busy. We'll let you get back to work. And tell everybody over at Frankie's Hardware we said howdy.
I sure will. Thanks, guys.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Well, Terry, that about takes care of it, doesn't it? I mean, that sums it up. They've got everything you need for inclement.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little biased. I call it inclement. Some people love it. I try to appreciate all the seasons.
What's your very favorite season, though?
You know, I don't. Not winter. Not winter. I love spring. Love summer. Love fall. And there are things about winter that I do enjoy. Like I love to run the trap line.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, trapping seasons in the winter. And there are things about it I like. But, well, I do miss the sunshine sometime.
Now, see, spring without a doubt. I love seeing everything coming back to life. It smells so good outside. And
you get to hunt mushrooms. Absolutely. Get to turkey hunt. Get to go fishing. Yeah, I do try to appreciate them all, and I have to remind myself sometimes not to fuss, because this too shall pass.
Uh-huh.
It'll be summer before we know it.
Oh, I know.
So time flies by. But while it is winter, Frankie's Hardware can get you by. They've got everything you need for winter weather, from stoves to boots to ice melt to buckets to carry your ice melt in. They got you, Frankie's Hardware. I don't have anything in cash
and
carry.
And now we know how to take care of ice melt.
So there you go. That stuff will draw moisture. So, yeah. You know, you can seal it up and you should be in good shape.
Yes.
And that's one of those things, too. You need a bag of it, whether you think you do or not. Because it's saved us.
And a big bag of kitty litter. Even if you don't have a cat, you should always keep a big bag of kitty litter in the wintertime, because it can sure get you out of a sticky situation.
That's exactly right. Helpful tips for winter driving with Terry.
That's right.
I think that sounds like a good show.
Hey, there you go.
Well, speaking of a good show, the Bargain Barn is, and we're so proud to have Frankie's Hardware as a sponsor. I don't have anything in cash and carry today, but we
and
do
you know,
want to remind
you.
I feel
bad, too.
Go ahead.
You know, folks have been hearing Jackie talking. She's on the morning show now. And
who you got over there?
And, of course, she's sitting in with me today. Kind of learning about Bargain Barn, and eventually you're going to be hearing her maybe do Bargain Barn.
So, all right, so
we're excited to have her on board now, and know folks are just going to fall in love with her just like we all do.
So I see her with her pad and pen over there writing down all these deals.
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to be careful, Jackie. You're going to find all kinds of stuff that you need.
Oh, I can't wait.
There, sounds good. Sounds good. Well, no cash and carry today. If you want to, Terry, we'll get back to the phones.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, ma'am. I have just one of my Pyrenees, Great Pyrenees pups for sale. It is a male. He was born on November 29th, and it's just the one I have left, and I'm asking $200 for him. You can reach me at 270-925-5585.
925-5585.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Bargain Barn brought to you every Monday by Frankie's Hardware. Stop by. You know what? If you even need some straw, hay, whatever it is, I never do know. I get those confused. Been here forever, and I still don't know what it is. But if you've got an animal that is outside, you could make them a nice big bed that will keep them warm in the winter months as well. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I've got two pond scoops for sale. One of them is a horse-drawn, and the other one is a three-point hitch for a tractor. I want $200 for all of them. My number is 547-8962.
547-8962.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, again, Frankie's Hardware on Old Highway 60 in Hardinsburg, our sponsors of the Bargain Barn today. Great folks, it was good talking to Tammy, and they've got all kinds of good deals. And if you're looking ahead to spring, they're going to be getting seeds in soon. We talked about that last week a little bit, so you can get started on that garden. And, boy, that sounds good already, doesn't it?
The garden? I know. Mm-hmm. I told my husband, I am not doing all that. I'll just get depressed. And I'm already thinking, do I want to put the tomatoes all in that same area? So here we go again. And then folks will get to hear me fussing because critters came and got the corn overnight, but that's okay.
Well, you know, the thing is, and we didn't have many tomatoes this year because it was so wet.
It was. But every year I'm waiting for that perfect year when I have the awesome garden and can't give away enough vegetables.
There you go.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes. I have a three-point hitch lift for a tractor. It's a heavy duty for $100. And I also have, I'm looking for a 16-inch wheel, 6-lug for a Chevy for my spare. And also I have wheels and tires for a Jeep Liberty for $75. And my daughter, I have it here at the house, she's selling an Aeroplaz machine with rebounder, like new, for $120. My number is 270-750-1106.
750-1106.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
All right. It is the Bargain Barn on WXBC, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be back with more of the Bargain Barn right after this.
Say there was a new kind of place. The perfect place for the everyday things you need to take care of around the house. That perfect place wouldn't be a warehouse. It'd be the right size. It would be your local Ace. Whether wood is your primary source of heat or just needing an occasional cozy fire, get a steel chainsaw. See the full line of steel products at Frankie's Hardware. Around the block, what you need in stock with people who know their stuff. Make life easier with Frankie's Hardware, your local Ace Hardware in Hardinsburg.
When you see a red or yellow traffic light, you know it means to stop. If you see a red or yellow flag in the ground, it means go. The flags mark underground utility lines, giving you the green light to start digging. Red is electric, and yellow is a gas line. For the green light to start any digging project, call 811 or go to 811now.com. All utility lines must be marked before you start digging. Contact 811 2 days before you start, and watch for the red and yellow flags before you begin digging. It's a free service, and it's the law.
104.3 The River is the sports voice of Breckenridge County and your home for the Breckenridge County Tigers. Join WXVC for all the action throughout the season. Lady Tiger Basketball on 104.3 The River is a service of First State Bank, Hardinsburg Chiropractic, Taylor Pharmacy, and White Emblem and Company. If it's the Tigers, it's on the sports voice of Breckenridge County, 104.3 The River. Your forecast calls for cloudy skies today with a high in the mid-30s. Partly cloudy tonight, low in the mid-20s. Partly cloudy for the day Tuesday, high in the upper 30s. We'll see partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, a low of around 30. Partly cloudy for Wednesday, high in the mid-40s. 40% chance of rain showers on Wednesday night under cloudy skies, low in the upper 30s. Then more rain likely for Thursday, high in the upper 40s. That's weather for Breckenridge County and surrounding areas from 104.3 The River.
All right, thank you, Lee. And it is the Bargain Barn brought to us by our good friends at Frankie's Hardware. It's good to talk to Tammy today. They've got all kinds of great deals for you. And I say this every week, but I really mean it, Terry. I've never gone in there after something and them not have it. They always have it.
If they don't have it, they get into a catalog or they say, hey, we'll get it in. It'll be just a couple days. You know, hang tight. We'll have it here for
That's
you.
Right. Yep. Great bunch of folks. We're proud to have them on the Bargain Barn on Mondays.
Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I've got a 3-point hitch, 1-row cultivator for a tractor in real good shape, and a 3-point hitch pond scoop. I want $175 for both of them. The number you can call is 270-287-3582.
287-3582.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, and our phone lines are open. If you want to give us a holler on the Bargain Barn, 756-1043, 547-1043. And getting about that time of the year, folks, maybe you took your snow weekend and cleaned out a barn or a garage or something. You got some stuff you don't know what to do with it. We can help you. We can help you get rid of stuff.
I like getting rid of
stuff. I do, too, and I need to.
I am not a pack rat, but I've said that before.
I'm an accidental pack rat.
Certain things. Other than that, no. If it's, you know, I like the old rule, especially with clothing. If you haven't wore it in the last year,
let
it
go.
Out. And then sure as heck, that's when I'll gain or I'll lose. I go, oh, I wish I'd have saved that.
Wish I had those jeans back.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. Or, you know, the thing where they say, don't get rid of your clothes because the styles will come back.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. With my age, I've watched styles come and go more than once.
You know, and I just wear the same exact stuff that I've always worn.
If you got a good pair of Wrangler jeans and you had them 50 years ago, you could still wear a pair of Wrangler jeans today and they look just the same.
Yeah, the same.
Unlike a girl, yeah. We got to stay trendy.
I mean, I've got my wintertime wear, you know, L.L. Bean boots.
Your flannels?
Flannels and hiking pants and T-shirts.
I got so tickled. My grandson showed up this morning because I bring him and his brother to school. I'm talking about Jason Jackson. But he had his little bibs on. And
so
Papaw
cool.
said, the only thing you're missing is you should have had a flannel shirt. And the other one went, check shirt? And we're like, why do you go to school?
No, you get that boy a flannel shirt, Terry.
I'm thinking I'm going to have to go and get him a shirt to complete the bibs.
There you go.
Because he just looked too cute. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, my wife is looking for a real small house dog. If anyone got one out there they'd like to get rid of. I like to have one that really don't shed a lot. Give me a call at 270-287-2654. It's 287-2654. Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have two free bar stools. They're black with tan seats, and if anybody could use them, they can come get them. And my number is 788-6455.
788-6455.
Thanks.
Thank you. Hello, you're on Bargain Barn.
Yes, I have a Midland CB radio. It needs a mic, it needs an aerial. It works real good and everything. It's a small one. I take probably $40 for it, or best offer. Also, I have an 8-track cassette AM/FM radio that goes in an automobile. Same deal. I'll probably take about $35, $40 for it, or best offer, or trade for something. I'm in the Clarkston, Grayson County area, and I also have some steel-toe boots. They're like brand new. They're size 13. They're not wide enough for me. They're probably Ds, 13 Ds. Black, real good shape. I'd probably take about $15 for them. I'm in the Grayson County area, Clarkston. My phone number is 270-446-0075. Thank you.
That's 446-0075. Thank you. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Good morning. I have homemade quilts, king and queen size, $250. And my number is 270-547-6217. Thank you.
That was 547-6217?
17, yeah.
All right. Thank you. The guy with the CB radio. That's something.
Catch you on the flip flop.
I was going to say, breaker, you got cotton mouth here.
So that's what we should have done. Like when we first started doing Bargain Barn together, we should have just adopted handles instead of our name.
Yeah, that would have been fun. What would your handle be?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Could have been Old Red at one time. Now it's like Old Gray.
Old Gray.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No, I just said my dad was,
Shade Tree?
No, that was Mike, but my dad was Midnight Sun because he was from Minnesota, land of the Midnight Sun. So, yeah, that was his CB handle.
Oh, I'll tell you, I loved it. You know, when I was a kid, man, the square body Scottsdale Chevy pickup truck with the whip CB antenna.
Uh-huh.
You were cool. You were cool if you had that.
Yeah.
Those were pretty awesome.
Do the truck drivers still use the CB anymore?
Yeah, I guess they do.
Oh, okay.
I guess the guys in the big rigs do. But back then, every pickup truck in the county had one.
Oh, yeah.
It was cool. Alabama on 8-track and a CB radio.
We better grab one more call, and then we're going to have to call it quits. Good morning. You're on Bargain Barn.
Well, good morning, Terry, Paul. Y'all was talking about your CBs.
Uh-huh.
This is Steve over here. My old handle is still Batman.
Batman, all right.
I'm Batman. I just fly around and be crazy.
Oh, funny. Okay. That fits you, Steve.
While you was talking about you and your son, you know, out doing wildlife stuff. See, I'm with the Fish and Wildlife over here, and we have two bald eagles over here by the lake.
Right.
That we keep an eye on.
That's awesome. That's what a thing to see, huh?
Oh, you talk about a nest they make up in a tree. They're about 6 foot by 6 foot. It's a house almost.
They're cool. I love them.
All right. It's good to hear y'all this morning.
Hey, Steve, you have a good week, buddy.
All right, y'all be good.
Bye-bye.
I saw one off of 60 the other day.
Now, could those be from over at Broadbent Wildlife by any chance?
No, they're wild. They're wild eagles.
They are.
Yeah, we're seeing more eagles in the county. I've got to where I like to go out on the Ohio with my brother-in-law, and we see a lot of them on the Ohio River. Now, there's a couple nests at Ruff. I saw one in Hardinsburg. My brother-in-law and I were going down to my papa's to check deer cameras. And it was over across from Wes's barbershop on the other side of the road.
Oh,
pretty cool.
Close, yeah.
Made my day to see that eagle. And he was big.
Mm.
He'd probably been over there visiting the old Pay Lake.
He'd
probably been fishing a little bit, I'd say.
Well, Terry, we had good one. Fun, yeah.
We did. Happy Monday, everybody. You have a good day, ma'am.
You do the same, and we'll be back with more of the Bargain Barn tomorrow. Bye-bye.